Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Broadcasting live from the Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. This is Pulling Your Eyelids Open. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of BDM Magazine. And today we got a special guest. We're broadcasting live from the Congressional Black Caucus, waiting for our special guest to come online. This is going to be a big show today because she is a wonderful, wonderful contestant running for office. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Be There Magazine, Pulling Your Eyelids Open. We're all live. Welcome.
Well, first of all, I would like to wish everyone peace, love, blessings, and healing to you, your families, and across the planet. My name is Jennifer Jalencia Muhammad, advocate for the homeless, advocate for the survivors of domestic violence, advocate for children, advocate for elders, advocate for us all. And because of my work, I've been moved to run for the position of D.C. City Council at large for Washington, D.C. So that means I have a voice. That means I have a heart for you. Whether you're at the top of the hill or at the bottom struggling, this Sister Queen speaks for you. I want to say I'm not out of a vacuum. I was almost homeless myself. I serve outside of the 2nd and D Street shelter each and every Saturday under my organization, the New Royal Family of Advocates for the Homeless. And I was moved to reach back because I was almost in the shelter family. So I know your pain if you've been hurt. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse. And so we can regenerate the pain or we can go back and eradicate the pain. If you're feeling me, my dear sister queens and even men, my brother kings that are suffering under abuse. The Creator doesn't want that for you, and I don't want that. And so I am a voice for you if you are suffering. And even if you're doing pretty good, I'm a voice of love and care. The slogan for my candidacy is the candidacy of love. And it is love that will conquer all. It's not money. In my humble opinion, I'm right next door to PG County, one of the richest counties for black people in America, but we're still not denying it. We're still killing one another. We're still hurting. It is because we go into the recesses of our hearts and begin to love. That is what would change our reality. And let me tell you the latest item on my ticket as I am running for D.C. City Council at large. My dearly departed mother, Queenie Lois James, was what they called an orange hat In the 1980s, she was a senior citizen beating the pavement of Washington, D.C. and Southeast to protect our young men. Because that is when the murder started around 80s, and y'all know what I'm talking about. Where she has gone on to glory, but her spirit jumped it to me. And the spirit is moving me to regenerate, to revitalize the neighborhood watch. And so I am calling for young men from the ages of 18 to 25. Won't we get together and you put your guns down, you put your drug selling down, say I respect you. Because if you're selling drugs, that means you're a business person. We just want to turn it positive. So I want to put you on the corners, my brothers, to begin to protect one another, to protect our little young girls so they can play on the playground, so they can go to school, no more killing. What is having to get down before you go into a place of learning? We want to change that. I'm not waiting on police to do that when we can use our own fearlessness. You are warriors, my brother, kings and queens. It's a women, Sister Jennifer. We are soldiers. We are going to protect with our lives, our young boys. So I need that neighborhood watch to come back, brother. I don't know if it's a net. I promise. The last young man's family that was killed, that he would be the last one if I got something to say about it. So if you care about your community, see, my mentor, Dr. Frederick Webb Newsom, taught me you never beg. They say when you beg, it takes down your dignity. So I'm not begging for votes. I'm imploring you to support a candidacy that will make a change in your and my community. The candidacy of love. Votes. Jennifer, Jalicia, Muhammad, I need you to write your name in. I believe in you, and won't you believe in me? On November 8th, we're going to make a change in D.C., and we're going to make a change on the planet. Thank you, Brother King Russell Price, for bringing me in to unload all that is in me for change.
Well, you're changing it. You're making it happen, because I can hear in your voice enthusiasm. I can hear your dedication. I can hear that you're back to business. And they have to write it in. Say it again. Write your name in. Tell them how to do it.
Yes. On November 8th, I need you to use your pen and write in Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Middle name Jalencia, G-E-L-E-N-C-I-A. Last name Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. It may take another minute, but do you want more of the same? Is it too much to write in the name for change? Because I will be there. I won't stop taking calls from women that are on the run from their abuser at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. This is the work of the New Royal Family. This is my organization. I won't stop. I love working. I love being in the street. I love hugging on and kissing on my homeless family, because they don't have that. And I have an overabundance of love for them. I have an overabundance of love for you. I don't have to know you. The Creator gave me love to just feel your spirit, and I love you, and I want us to unify, give unity a chance. Write in Jennifer, Jalencia, Muhammad on November 8th.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started, what you did.
Well, I love that question, because many who have circled into my life, dear Brother King Russell, they don't know my background of performing arts. I am a model and a singer, dancer, playwright, but I had an experience in the encampments in Baltimore, Maryland, again under my mentor, Dr. Frederick Webb Newsom. He put me over his pageant, because I was that as well, a pageant queen. But I went into the encampment, and I saw homeless families there. It was one brother by the name of Rufus. He lived on a decline. And he said whenever it rains, all of his belongings get drowned out. The young men, they know when he gets his Social Security, they come rob him. And so this is in the backwoods off of a main thoroughfare in Baltimore. We don't know this is happening with our fellow human beings because of the suffering in that dark and desolate place. The Creator spoke to me in my heart He said, I want you to put your business to the back burner, my daughter. I need you to step forward and be a voice for the downtrodden. I want you to go back to D.C. and start a homeless outreach. He didn't give me the name at that time. He just said, work. And so I went to 2nd and D Street one Saturday. And we have been there for 2.5 years caring for our homeless. We don't stop when it rains. We're not scared of rain. We don't stop. We're out there with our little tents when it's snowing, family. This is the dedication and the love that myself and the new royal family have for fellow human beings who are suffering. And so I put your business on the back burner. I love that applause, but I like seeing the smile on my homeless face. I like it when a woman is running from her domestic violence, that man beat her and her children, and we can put her in a hotel. I like that better. And so I'm a servant. I put it down for service of humanity. And so this is what I work for, and won't you back me, D.C.? And really, we're going to take it national. We're going to take it global. The candidacy of the write-in, Jennifer Jalencia Muhammad, November 8th. Yes, family. The same way I'm on my phone now, I answer it 24/7. You can call me on 202-718-6515 or on social media. I'm known as Jennifer Jalencia. Jennifer, last name Jelencia on Facebook. And simply Jalencia on Instagram, Jelencia. Y'all, I answer my phone anytime. If you are in need, if you need food, if you need clothes, if you need something for your children, if you need somewhere to stay, because we're not going to have no more women getting bumped upside the head, no more. This is when the lioness for me comes out. I'll address it myself. I survived it, so I reach back to get you, queen. You stand up to him. I got your back. You call me. This is what God has put in me. I want you to call me, inbox me, send me a message. I love you. And I know it's a woman under the sound of my voice. She's afraid. God is with you, and there you are. Women and organizations behind you, be not afraid. Walk fearlessly. The Lord don't want that for you, my dear sister. He wants you to be free. Our men are to protect us so that we can go about the earth doing good. They are not to harm us. They are our protectors. They're sustainers. They're faithful, wrong, Brother Kings. I'm talking right to you. And so reach out to me. I'll put you in my bosom. As God has put me in his for safety and protection. You got my word after 2.5 years, day in and day out, serving our beloved community.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker line. Here at Investment Black Caucus Weekend, we're broadcasting live, documentary podcast, pulling your eyelids open. And it's all that you do and what you do for the community. There's no way you should not win this election. You're giving back to the community. You're giving back and you're making sure that people do need what they have to get. Food, shelter,
amen.
Domestic violence.
Amen.
You're doing it all.
Amen.
What's your closing statement?
Yes, well, first of all, Brother King Russell, when we met again on last Sunday, you didn't know I already knew of your illustrious history. Sowing into so many. As a matter of fact, you've sown into Queen Ann Sewell, who is the head of my organization for PG County, Queen Dr. Carolyn White Washington, whose footsteps I'm walking behind. So I honor you for recognizing the work that I am attempting to do on behalf of so many that are hurting in D.C. I honor you for bringing me on to have a few words. May God continue to bless you. Won't you have 200 more years to do this miraculous and wonderful work as you continue to honor so many in our community? I humbly thank you for this illustrious opportunity.
We have another guest coming up.
She is a wonderful way about me being gay. So that's what's crazy.
I want you to get by your phone. The number one.
My name is Amina. I bake cupcakes. They call the title is Mimi's Oreo Cupcakes. I got the name from my mommy and my daddy, which they call me Mimi. I get my creative skills and my baking skills from my Uncle Maurice and my Aunt Darlene. They both bake, so I get my baking skills from them. And I also speak. I'm a spiritual motivational speaker. I always go about doing the righteous things and the right things.
How did you get started with the baking?
I got started with the baking, let me see, in April 2019. That's when I started, April 14th, 2019, with Mimi's Oreo Cupcakes. I've been having trouble getting them off the ground, and so it's been a long time trying to get my business off the ground as far as my cupcakes. So I've been trying to get the clients, and it's been kind of hard. I know that I have the right product, but it's just hard to get the clients that you need for
your cupcakes. We're going to make sure that you're known. We're going to make sure that people know what you do, because I'm a testimonial for your cupcake.
Yeah.
Your cupcake is extremely good. I mean, most people don't have a cupcake like that. They don't have a cupcake that degree. So you do something that's so profound. But the cupcake that you do, it's a blessing that you do the cupcakes that you do. The cupcake that you do is so profound.
Yes.
Now, how'd you get the design of the roses?
Oh, I have the little piping tool. It's a piping tool you have, and you have, it's a rose. It's like, well, it's a technique that you use when you're in any type of baking industry. They teach you that in culinary school, and you pipe it around, and it becomes a rose. It you could do grass, whatever type of shapes and type of stuff you want, and that's how you get your creativity going.
Tell us how to get in touch with you.
How to get in touch with me, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Mimi's Oreo Cupcakes, and I'm also, if you can't get in touch with me on that, it's Amina Scott. I'm on IG, Amina Scott as well, all day, all night. and, yeah, that's how you get in contact with me.
So it's on Skype, you say, or?
No, it's on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yes.
You're on Facebook all the time?
Yes.
Give us some more insight about this business. We're going to let people know about this. We're going to let everybody know what you do, how you do it. We're going to keep this going. We're going to make sure that people out there know what you do.
I have two businesses. My cupcake business is my first business that I started because I know that I was good at baking. And I could explore my creativity. And it's the reason why I bake. It's the reason why I bake. I bake because I go through a lot of stuff. As far as I've been sick since I was five, so it takes stuff away from my mind, like of me going through everything that I go through as a child, as a young adult, and so it takes a lot of stuff away. When I bake, I'm in my own zone. I don't have to think about me being sick. I don't have to think about any negative spirits or anything like that. Anybody talking bad about me. I'm just in my own creativity. So, yeah, so that's what brings the cupcakes as far as me. And what else that brings me to other things is my beliefs and Jesus. And that's who really bring you out of everything. And that's who I thank today for this opportunity for giving me. And you too, Mr. Price, you for giving me, putting me on here, and Miss Jennifer Galicia. So they are, I mean, she is such an inspiration to me because actually I think she's an angel to me because I've been going through a lot far as trying to actually, not far as finding myself, but coming out as being a young woman, coming out of my own shell. So I thank God that he brought her to me, and I thank God for this opportunity with you.
Excellent. You have an excellent business, and I'm going to testify that the cupcakes are extremely good. I don't eat a lot of cupcakes, but I ate two of yours. Because it was just that good.
Yeah.
And I kept asking, who made the cupcake? Who made the cupcake? And it was a big winner at the event.
Thank you so much.
So, again, this is Be There Magazine. Put your eyelids open. Best of Black Caucus.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, Mimi. Tell us your closing statement.
My closing statement is never give up. Never give up on anything that you are going for, trusting God, put God first in everything that you do, and continue to push yourself, no matter if you're down, you continue to push yourself, because trust me, you're going to come out of it at the end of the light. Trust me, you're going to come out. Just keep pushing yourself through your struggle.
Excellent. See you in the morning on Monday, Be There Magazine. Put your eyelids open. Documentary podcast. Spread the word. Body, everybody. Do the whole crew. It's going to be a big one.